So anyway, when we don't make up our mind what we're going to be, Satan will use us as a guinea pig. Amen. But listen to this. And I close here in a few. Hallelujah. He said, I read again. As long as Israel walked in the covenant, there were no premature death as long as they kept the covenant. No babies, no young people, no middle age died. They just simply live out their lives on earth without sickness and disease. Wow. If God did that under the old covenant, should we do less under the new covenant? Yeah, I said all that to get us to this point. I think many of us are saints because we allow the world to influence us in our conduct and going out. You need to know how to go out among the world, not become a part of the world. See, the world wants to, that's what they tried to do. That's what they're trying to do. They don't want the church to be the church. If the church be the church, we'll have a greater effect on the world. The world won't be talking so loud. But Satan knows if he can deceive the church and not, then we not walking our covenant rights, and he have you thinking church old fogey, old out of date and run down stuff that don't work. If he can get you thinking like that, amen. He knows you're not going to believe this word because you think it's out of date. You think they don't know what they're talking about, trying to cheat me out of my phone, trying to cheat me out of this, and trying to take this from me. And I need to live. I'm young, and I want to do all this. I'm talking to young people today. But if you mess up young when you get a little older, you can't do what you thought you were going to do. Because life can, that devil can throw you a blow. Amen. And you won't be able to function in life. Amen. Amen. But God wants you to know he had given you promises, that he sealed these promises. He swore these promises and sealed them in blood. And he told Abraham when he made a promise to him, before I lied to you. I'm just putting it in plain terms so you can get it. I swear that, let me say it like when I swore to you that I'd give you a son, because I could swear by no greater, I swore by myself. And these promises are sworn by God in the blood of Jesus. Listen to what he said, I'm still dealing with what he gave these under the old covenant. Psalm 90 and 10. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 90 and 10. The days of your years are what? Three score years and 10. That's 70 years. And if by reason of strength, they be what? Four score years. That means what? That means 80 years. Yet is there strength in what? Labor and sorrow. For it is what? Soon cut off. And we fly away. God made that promise to Israel. Amen. Under that covenant when they were coming out of Egypt going into the promised land. He made that covenant. But his original is, he told Moses, and Moses lived 120 years. Well, if you don't want to live 120 years, you can tell him, Lord, I'll come at 110, I'll come at 90. I ready. If you ready to go, he'll take you at 80. Amen. Amen. But he said, still on that old covenant, Psalm 91. This is the thought. Psalm 91. With long lives, 91:16. Psalm 91:16. With what? With long life will I do what? Satisfy him and show him my salvation. Dad Hagin told us in his lifetime, he's saying, you live and get 70, you're not satisfied, just keep going. You live and get 80, you're not satisfied, keep going. If you're not satisfied at 90, keep going. Because really, he said, I'm going to satisfy you. We see, this is why we need knowledge of the word. We accuse God of taking us or killing us before time. Even a little baby said God took him. Have y'all heard that? They have the sermon laid out. God saw this little beautiful flower he wanted. He picked it. Now, why would God change himself? Tell me, once I come in this earth, I'm going to let you live here till you're satisfied. But all of a sudden, without my knowing, he come and snatched the life out of me. And I'm gone. How can I trust him? I don't know what he's going to do. Hello, somebody. But God has promised that with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Show him my salvation. And when we come on this new covenant, I think we have allowed religion and tradition of men's and the philosophy of men's and opinion of others have robbed us of beautiful lives we could be living. We need to learn how to come together in agreement as a family, as a local congregation, as an individual. And there are great things that have been given us, and we have let them get by. And I believe we can stop stuff going on in our community. I really do. You saw it the other Sunday. They gave out all kind of rain that weekend, our Sunday that we celebrated 40 years. Did it rain, y'all? Not only did it not rain, the sun shined. Huh? And what I'm telling you, we have a covenant. Now think about this, because I'm at the close right here. Think about this. And if we don't think like this,